two more from Kraftwerk as a tribute to Florian Schneider, who's died at the age of 73. First of all, Tour de France and Franz Schubert there. Whenever I think of Franz Schubert, I think of that beer advert. I think it was for Hofmeister. Do you remember that one?
I can't say I do, no.
Hey, Schubert, are you coming down the beer cellar? No, I haven't finished my symphony. And the rest is history. The White House coronavirus task force has begun winding down, but science has begun ramping up a mask force of experts to dispel conspiracy theories on the vaccine to mask fog and like duct taping your face to create an airtight seal.
Sorry, what taping your face?
Duct tape.
Oh, okay.
Duct tape.
Yeah.
You know what duct tape is?
Yeah, I thought you meant ducks.
Doesn't go quick.
Quack, quack.
No. Duct tape. From the annals of the Royal College of Surgeons in England Medical Journal, an existing research paper titled A Simple Method to Prevent Spectacle Lenses Misting Up on Wearing a Face Mask has found new popularity during the pandemic response. Now, I did have that a couple of weeks ago. When I went to the supermarket, I put my face mask on and my glasses fogged up.
Oh, no. I guess they would, yeah.
But I worked it out. I had it on the wrong way up.
What, the face mask?
Yeah.
Oh, OK. And yeah. So you turned it
around. Because it's got one of those things like with an air hole in it.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
You got a flash one.
Mm. Trauma doctors Shara Shafi Malik and Shabaz Shafi Malik write that the misting effect is not just a nuisance, the annoying phenomenon could even incapacitate a person. Yeah, I bought the wrong brand of chickpeas because I couldn't see properly. Their emergency room tested peer-reviewed method is as follows. Step one. It's a bit like what you do with a diving mask, actually, before you go diving. You should always rub it in the water, shouldn't you, first, before you put it on.
Yeah, very true.
Step one. Immediately before wearing a face mask, wash the spectacles with soapy water. Step two, shake off the excess. Step three, let the spectacles air dry or gently dry off lenses with a soft tissue. Step four, put them back on. Now, the solution does seem simple enough. The misting scourge is anything but. In their paper, The Misting Characteristics of Spectacle Lenses, researchers tested crown glass, CR39 and polycarbonate materials, found not all spectacle lenses are created equal. Both the physical properties of the spectacle lens and a number of environmental factors determine how long spectacles take to demist, they said. Now, the polycarbonate lens demisted more rapidly than the CR39 lens, which in turn demisted more rapidly than the glass lens. This indicates that polycarbonate spectacle lenses should be used in conditions where the adverse effects of spectacle misting need to be minimised. Gonna go get some contact lenses. Morning to Harry. In the absence of going out for a nice meal tonight, could you play Murphy's Law for Claire's birthday? Because it's her favourite at the moment.
Oh, happy birthday, Claire.
Yes, happy birthday. Come on, Harry, get in the kitchen. Surely you can rustle something up. There's some very good Jamie Oliver stuff around at the moment. Simple, easy to do, and it looks nice too. Here's this morning's comedy, a clip from The Graham Norton Show, featuring Miriam Margolis.
Now, talking of mining people's lives for drama and comedy, Miriam Margolis, things happen to you. Like, is it your house in near Dover?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I do rent my house. if you're interested.
To other people. I mean, she
owns it. And it's the nearest house to France, which is very important in this story. And it's £425 a week, and it sleeps six people for seven nights. It's clean.
Is there a cleaner?
Yes, yes. No? Anyway, one day I got a call from the police, and they said, are you the owner of the gun emplacement? And I said, yes. And they said, are you aware that it's been used as a drop for criminals to get rid of their drugs, or, you know, it's a drug drop. What? I believe that's the,
yes,
the phrase. And I said, well, of course I didn't know. What do you mean? And they said, well, people have rented it. They were a gang from Liverpool, I think. And they took my house and they dropped the drugs in the bay, and there was a helicopter that came on the roof. It's a flat roof,
yes,
you see. And they had cocaine. They had £13 million worth of
what?
Cocaine.
No, no, it wasn't like a little thing. This was a massive.
What? A massive. £13 million.
Jesus Christ.
Pounds of cocaine. mean?
That's street value.
No, I don't. I've never taken
not street value.
No, that was
like wholesale.
Oh, wholesale. Oh, wholesale. Yeah. Listen, it's wholesale. Well, of course, I was horrified because I didn't know. I mean, I don't have anything to do with the people that rent it.
No.
I just take the money, you know.
Yeah.
And I could get more for it because it's really lovely, actually.
And there's all that cocaine.
What was upsetting to me was when it was reported, of course, in the Daily Mail, all the people online said, oh, she must be in it. You know, she's part of the gang.
Oh, what? Yeah.
And they were calling me Miriam Escobar.
Let's get her name wrong. Margulis. Or Professor Sprout to you.
Exactly. Today's quiz, the clue is that they're all classic hits for me. So that goes with the theme for Feel Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Firstly, on this day in 1983, this British group went to number one in the UK. It was the group's only number one in the UK, spending 4 weeks at the top of the charts, and was a hit in 20 other countries. We're talking about 1983 here. Parts of the original version have been sampled and used in a number of songs, most notably PM Dawn's 1991 US number one hit, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Is it Hall & Oates?
No.
Because they used that, didn't they?
It contains Set Adrift on Memory Bliss contains a sample of the song's famous guitar hook.
Oh. 83.
They were brothers. Are they twins? Or just brothers in the group?
Duran Duran?
Nearly. The opposite. You either liked Duran Duran or Wham, didn't you?
Wham.
No, the other one.
The other one?
First song I had a slow dance to.
Oh, I don't know, go on.
True, Spandau Ballet.
Oh, was their only number one, was it?
It was their only number
one. I don't think they are twins.
They're not their brothers, are they? They're just brothers, yes. Yeah. All right, thank you for correcting me on that. Question number two.
Well, they might be twins, actually. So.
No, maybe I don't know.
Well, they played The Craze, didn't they? So.
They did, maybe that's what confused me.
Yeah.
The following are lyrics from which song, which was reached number 12 in the UK in 1978 and is considered, I think, one of the greatest of all times. You spurn my natural emotions. You make me feel I'm dirt and I'm hurt. Yeah, well done.
Ever fall in love with somebody you shouldn't have fallen in love with.
Very good.
It's a good song, that.
And finally, it would have been his birthday today. He was born on this day in 1939. This American soul singer had a 1974 UK number 4 single with a song called What Becomes of the Broken Hearted.
Jimmy Ruffin.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Didn't put you down for a Buzzcocks fan.
Yeah, I like, well, just that one.
Just that one?
It's like Genesis.
God dear.
Sorry.
I saw I lend you my Buzzcocks CD, but I'll never get it back
No,
again.
You won't get it.
Vieira Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What becomes of the brokenhearted?
That's a very good question, isn't it? They find new love. They find new interest.
Do they?
Yes.
But eventually?
Not eventually. Quickly.
Quickly?
What, yes.
The week after? The next day?
Within hours.
Within hours. Right.
Well, depends what you're offering.
You're an optimist, really, aren't you?
I would think so.
Okay. Markets, what do we make of yesterday's action? Some declines in the US, although the Nasdaq ended up, but so there's just a raft of very grim economic data coming out, both in the United States and in Europe.
Yeah, I think that's right. US stocks fell for the first time in three sets.